listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are celebrating the Concordia On-Air College Fair this week, and what a privilege to get to share each of our Concordia universities and colleges with you, our listeners. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining me by phone this morning, Brian Sondi, Director of First Year Admission at Concordia College, New York. Brian, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Andy. It's an honor to be here and on air with you.
Oh, just a joy to get to share with our listeners about Concordia College in New York. Brian, tell us a little bit about your connection with Concordia. How did you come to Concordia College in New York?
Sure. I'm a local guy, homegrown in Pleasantville, New York, about 20 minutes from our campus. I also grew up loving the game of basketball, and upon graduating from a four-year college up in New Hampshire and a small professional career in New York City, I had the opportunity to interview for the assistant coaching position here with the men's basketball program at Concordia 7 years ago now. And from that standpoint, I have progressed through to become the head men's basketball coach, and then also interviewed for an admission counselor position 6 years ago. And I was fortunate enough to be honored by the community to have that opportunity. And I've since been able to progress with the college as we've grown to become a director of first-year admission.
What do you love about Concordia? We'll talk about all the things that are great about Concordia in New York, but tell me, what do you love about it?
The first thing that stood out to me, Andy, and why I'm still here in it, and I've been blessed for 7 years to be a part of this community, is truly that it is a community. Everything that our institution does is relative to our mission, you know, that we're a Christ-centered, value-oriented place. And I think that goes to everything from the hiring process that I went through to how we recruit our students, which was so important to me as an admission counselor and now as a first-year admission director. We don't recruit for numbers, Andy. We recruit to find the right people to be a great fit for our community that understands what being part of a Christ-centered and value-oriented education is all about.
What does that mean? What is a Christ-centered, value-oriented? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. What that really means to me is if you take our academic programs and you look at how they're taught, we are giving real life skills, but at the same time, we're teaching to the Lutheran faith. I'll give you two great examples. Part of what it means to be a Lutheran and to be a churchgoer is to care for people, especially those that might have health issues. So we have a program here, it's a program within many programs. It's our health professions division. Programs that exist in that, such as nursing and radiologic technologies, those are programs where we're emphasizing not just a professional career or track, but really emphasizing what it means to give back and to care for people. Another great example I'll give you, I'm also fortunate to be a graduate from Concordia College, New York, as a member of our first ever online program in the Masters of Business Leadership. As a Lutheran institution, servant leadership and ethical decision-making. When I went through the program here with business leadership at Concordia College, those were the two lessons that continued to stick out to me as part of our teaching. And I think that's what it means to be Christ-centered and value-oriented.
Let's take a look at some of the unique things that Concordia New York has to offer.
Sure.
Let's talk about the programs, the academic programs.
Absolutely. I mentioned several of the programs that have been very popular amongst our students that have been recent applicants. The nursing program, we actually just received word today that our national licensing exam pass percentage is 95%, making Concordia, with its small enrollment, because we want to keep a very individualized education as part of our students' experiences here, makes us one of the top 10 institutions in New York State with regards to the passing rate. And that's within our nursing program. Our radiologic technology program is a program that I mentioned very briefly. It's something that's brand new to us. It's about 16 months old, Andy. The rad tech program, of course, focuses on becoming an x-ray technician. The beauty of this program is that it is a bachelor's degree here at Concordia. So what that means is where many hospitals originally allowed a certification program, to become a radiologic technician, they're now requiring bachelor's degrees. So we are actually kind of cutting all the red tape amongst that, and we have now a bachelor program in that specialty. Our business program is incredibly strong, as I mentioned. We now have master's programs growing out of that business program as a bachelor's degree. As I mentioned, I was fortunate to be a graduate of our online program in business leadership. We also have an on-ground, on-campus program in business leadership. It is quite accelerated. You graduate with a master's after about a year of study. So within approximately 5 years of being enrolled at Concordia, you could graduate with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in business administration. Our Lutheran teaching program and Lutheran church work programs are absolutely phenomenal. The church vocation programs are preparatory to help our students prepare to work as Lutheran representatives. The one that I'm closest and most associated with is the Lutheran teaching program. We actually have a Lutheran elementary school located right on our campus where many of our students that are focusing on education get to do their hands-on student teaching right there. In terms of those Lutheran church work programs, they also carry significant scholarships with them. The scholarships can range up to full tuition as we review your application and the program that you're applying for.
So there really are just some really great programs at Concordia College in New York that prepare you for wonderful vocations and careers in the future.
I could not agree more. And again, you know, the biggest thing to me and what's always stuck out to me is how our programs are centered, not just around real-world preparation, but around real-world preparation the right way. And I think what also speaks to that, Andy, is, you know, I mentioned we have a smaller enrollment. We have an enrollment of approximately 1,100 total students. That's everybody counted in. Our undergraduate enrollment is right around 800, between 800 and 850 total students. Every single one of those students, Andy, is getting an individualized education. They're working directly with their professors. In fact, most of the professors within their specialization probably know the student by the time the first semester of their career is over here at Concordia.
Well, academics and programs are certainly an important aspect of Concordia. What about life on campus, life in Bronxville at Concordia College?
That's absolutely. You know, I'll be honest with you, Andy. We actually we received some tremendous feedback at the recent youth gathering in New Orleans. And it's funny, you know, when you say Bronxville, New York, most people think of course, what? The Bronx, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to kind of put an end to the myth today. Bronxville, New York is not located directly in New York City. We are actually located about 25 minutes outside of New York City in a beautiful county. It's called Westchester County. Bronxville was recently named one of the 10 wealthiest communities in the country per capita. That was by Forbes magazine. That lends to helping our potential students understand the type of community they'd be coming into, lots of networking and internship opportunities, but also safety, which I think is key. And I've always liked to discuss New York City as an option for our students. They have the opportunity to use New York City as part of their educational experience and as part of their social experience. But they'll have the luxury of staying on a campus that's in a beautiful community with lots of trees and lots of safety. In terms of our student life and our campus life, I think it all starts with service, Andy. I think that's very important. Your service at Concordia actually starts with your first experiences at orientation. So for this year, as an example, we have our students moving in about 72 hours here. They'll be coming to true freshmen. Will be coming to campus for the first time, and part of their experience in orientation is working with the Lutheran Women's Missionary Group from the Village Lutheran Church here in Bronxville, and the project that they're working on this year is a backpack drive for recipients in need in the country of Haiti. So from almost day one, service and community service, as well as being involved in our Concordia community, is really, really presented to our students as an option. Student life here on campus is also currently collaborating with MidnightRun.org. That's an association that specializes in midnight runs, which is very important, especially being close to New York City, working with the homeless shelters in New York City. MidnightRun.org and our student life team are working on providing the most extensive midnight run program that we have ever offered as an institution. We've also recently partnered with one of our local schools, Our Savior Lutheran, on a service project to help rebuild their facilities. And one project that our student life department is very, very proud of, it's called Comfort Blankets, Andy, and it's in partnership with the Westchester Medical Center. The Westchester Medical Center is one of the top trauma hospitals in the tri-state area here in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And the Comfort Blankets is an outreach program to patients in need at that medical center. We offer daily chapel. We offer a dinner and conversations program with our local local pastor. And Student Life is currently discussing traveling service opportunities abroad for spring break of 2017 and the summer of 2017 as well.
So there are plenty of opportunities to get to know others on campus and really enjoy fellowship, whether it be through through the activities or through, as you mentioned, spiritual life and chapel, getting to know campus pastors. What about athletics?
Absolutely. That's great. You lead me into where I was going to say I'm going to make a shameless plug here. But we are NCAA Division II in athletics, Andy. The beauty of that is that we do have opportunities for student-athletes to potentially earn athletic scholarships as part of their program here at Concordia if they become a recruited student-athlete to Concordia. We have also had many instances where student-athletes have arrived to us without athletic scholarships, but had become recruited members of the teams so that they've been able to join our athletic teams and to flourish that way. Athletic scholarshiping is a very interesting talking point. What we do with each athlete individually, Andy, is we look at potentially what the school has to offer in totality in terms of scholarships. So as an example, if we had a student who is interested in focusing in the church vocational programs that we offer here, it's very likely that they might receive a more significant scholarship for that than they would receive athletically. So what we would do is we would give them the best financial opportunity that we could while also offering them an opportunity to play their prospective sport as they join Concordia College. What I recommend to all student athletes and their families, if you have an interest in Concordia College, New York, as an NCAA Division II school, we do have to start the recruiting process a little bit earlier than NCAA Division III schools. It's always my recommendation that if you're a prospective student athlete, to reach out to the head coach that you're interested in working with personally via an email communication or phone conversation, making sure that you have proper follow-up and working with them to establish contact so you can discuss the opportunities within your potential program.
Anything else about athletics you'd like us to know?
We offer a wide range of sports, which I think is fantastic. In our fall session, where our athletes are just kicking off right now, we have men's and women's soccer, women's volleyball. We have men's golf. In the wintertime, we have men's and women's basketball. In the spring, we have men's baseball. We have softball. And we have cross country for both men's and women's, which is your outdoor track and field. So that should be our total of 10 athletic programs.
What about living on campus? We've talked about some of the activities. Are there dorms or residences for students to live on campus?
Yes, we do have residence halls here on campus. We guarantee housing for our freshman students. I think, you know, it's very important, too, to come and see the campus. Visiting is a really unique opportunity. It's something that I would say to any student that I ever interacted with in a visit or a meeting. You have to get a feel for where you're going to be for 4 years. You will truly know whether you feel at home or not on the campus that you're visiting. And that's an opportunity, a great opportunity, Andy, for our potential students to see our dorms and to see what college living is like. Our housing is very traditional, two to a room. We do not have apartment-style complexes or anything like that, but we are able to guarantee housing to our incoming students. And I would say for our students that start living in our residences, Andy, the majority elect to stay for all 4 years.
What is it about campus life and living in the residence halls that you think is the draw for students to stay on campus?
I think that the entire atmosphere in terms of having a true home away from home, when you come to Concordia College, you do not feel like an ID number. You do not feel like someone that's not known throughout the campus. At Concordia College, New York, there are active steps taken to make sure that everyone knows who you are right away, to make you feel like you're part of the community, to help you believe that you're giving back, that you're receiving a value-oriented education, to learn how to critically think, and to learn how to be an active member in the classroom. So when you have all those things happening, you truly feel like a part of a community, and you don't want to leave.
You mentioned coming to visit campus and learn more about Concordia College in New York. Brian, tell me about what would happen on a visit. Do we schedule an individual visit, or do you have some special events or days set up for that?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I thank you for asking it. We do have individual days that are scheduled as visit days, Andy. Those visit dates are available at our admission site at concordia-ny.edu. You can select any date for your visit. We post very specific hours for any day, Monday through Friday, that you would like to visit. What happens at those individual visits, Andy, is that you get a couple of really unique opportunities to connect with the campus. The first opportunity is to take a guided tour with a current student. We truly believe that a current student is going to speak directly to an incoming student, which is very important. You get to meet with your individualized admission counselor. I mentioned several times how I believe a big selling point of Concordia College New York is our opportunity to provide a one-on-one education. And it starts right away with that one-on-one meeting with one of our admission counselors. We have opportunities to sit in on classes. What I would recommend with that is if you book a visit, make sure you book in advance and work with us directly in the admission office so that we can connect with you and make sure we set up an appropriate schedule for you. So I would say if you have an interest in attending class as part of an individual visit, I would say to schedule at least 2 to 3 weeks out and then to email us directly at concordia-ny.edu/admission so that we can work with you to set the appropriate class schedule for you. With some flexibility, Andy, with those individual visits, we also can provide overnight stays. And I think the beauty of us is with our individualized approach, we will work with the students. So what your needs are what our needs will become as long as we have enough time to make it happen. We also have some great open house dates, Andy. Those open house dates, as of this year, we have an open house scheduled for September 24th, November 19th, and February 4, 2017. Those are the upcoming opportunities to visit campus on a Saturday. That's a half-day visit where you would be guaranteed an opportunity to tour campus. You would be guaranteed an opportunity to meet with faculty and staff. You'd get an opportunity to sample our school cafeteria. And it's kind of a holistic one-day approach to seeing Concordia College, Andy.
And so you get to tour campus. Do you get to sit in on classes or meet some of the professors?
Yeah, so the open house dates of September 24, November 19, and February 4, on those dates, the faculty actually comes to you. So as part of the open house visit, what I mean by that is you arrive at Concordia College, New York. You have an opening ceremony with us, opening prayer, and then you go through a guided tour and meet with faculty. They're visible and available to you during a scheduled portion of that open house.
What are some of the things that you want parents of prospective students to know? What do you want prospective students to know about Concordia College as they're, especially those juniors and seniors in high school right now, as they're thinking about next year? What are some of the things that you'd like for them to know?
Sure. I think the key is we've kind of spoken about through the interview. Let us show you by connecting with us at Concordia College, New York, how amazing your education could be, having staff and faculty available to you throughout the course of your academic career that are going to work with you, care for you, and nurture you. I think that's the number one thing. But I also think there's some other real big highlights about our community. We are truly a community making a special impact for our students. Our location is excellent. I think if there's one myth I'd like to erase today, it's that our location is not a benefit to students, because I truly believe that it is. The safety of our community, again, is unmatched. We're in one of the safest communities in the entire United States. Please come and see for yourself how beautiful our campus and the surrounding areas are. And then as what might be your options as a college student, maybe take an opportunity to travel into the city and see the proximity and what it looks like. I think it's phenomenal to know that we have the top dollar values for Lutheran scholarships within the entire Concordia University system. This includes, Andy, even a small grant if you elect to visit our campus. So just for coming to our campus, we will apply a small potential scholarship for you. And a fun fact about Concordia, this year our international population, which is real preparation for the real world and community for our students, our freshman class this year is going to be about 20% international.
Outstanding. Who are some of the students who have graduated? Who are some of the fine products of Concordia College, New York?
Sure, absolutely. In terms of individual names, you know, those can sometimes get forgotten, not by me per se, but maybe by someone listening to this interview. So I think it's more fun to talk about some of the internship opportunities and some of the experiences that our students have had. We've had students intern with professional sports teams. I look around my room right now, my office, at some of the young men that have graduated from our men's basketball program. We have licensed social workers. We have a young man playing basketball professionally in Serbia. We have a young man working at a self-owned and operated physical therapy center. The opportunities and education, I have two young men teaching. Those opportunities just go on and on. We've seen students work for professional sports teams, such as the New York Yankees. And, of course, what's most valued to us are those students that have gone on to become parts of the Lutheran teaching program, church vocations, and they're sprinkled throughout the Concordia University system all throughout the country.
How do we get in touch with you or with the first-year admissions?
Sure, absolutely. I think the easiest way is to just email us. We have a direct admission site that is just the most available way to email us. What I'm going to do, Andy, I think is the best way, since we're going to start this whole thing off with having a scenario where we truly show you all that a one-on-one education is what we're about here at Concordia College. Anybody that's listening to this program, they can always reach out and connect with me. So my email would be Brian, which is B-R-I-A-N dot Sundy, which is S-O-N-D-E-Y, at Concordia-NY.edu. And just don't forget that hyphen so they all come through to me, and I'll make sure that we're working with you to place you with the appropriate counselor and get you set up with the proper academic programs.
Very good. Well, Brian, that just sounds like a wonderful place to visit. Come find out about Concordia College in New York, and well, get to meet you and the profs and others there, other students at Concordia College. And a phone number for us to reach. Email is a great way. Is there a phone number for us to reach?
Sure, absolutely. I just want to pull the 1-800 number so I have it, because that would be the easiest way for some of our students throughout the country. So give me 1 second, and we'll try to pull that up. It's 1-800-YES-COLLEGE, Andy.
1-800-YES-COLLEGE. That's pretty easy.
Yep, and I'll give you, just in case, if there's ever any issue with that number going through, our direct line is area code 914-337-9300, extension 2155.
Very good. Well, Brian, it's been a pleasure talking with you today, learning about Concordia College in New York, and we'll include the information. We'll include some of that, the email address and things like that. We'll try and include that in the text on our archive of today's program as well.
I truly appreciate that, Andy, and I just want to thank you. It's just so meaningful to us as an institution that you're doing this as part of your programming, that you're having these on-air college fairs and opportunities. We truly want students from all over the country to investigate Concordia College, New York, to visit us and to see what we're all about. And we could not do that without programming such as yours, so I want to thank you.
Certainly. Brian Sondi, Director of First Year Admission, Concordia College, New York. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Andy. It was a great pleasure.
Concordia University, Wisconsin, in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. traditional or accelerated education. CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
During the Olympics, Puerto Rican volleyball player Diana Reyes was 4 months pregnant. So Natalie Brumfield with Live Action compiled a list of others. In 1952, Juno Stover Irwin was over 3 months when she won bronze for diving. In 92, Katiana Lorig was 4 months when she won bronze in archery. Lisa Brown Miller's hockey team rubbed her 2-month pregnant belly before the 98 game when they took gold. Anki van Grunsven, who holds the record for most medals won by an equestrian athlete, was 4 months in 2004. Christy Moore was over 5 months when she won silver in curling. There are more. These women show expectant mothers everywhere. They don't have to choose abortion to maintain a career.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Are you willing to share your talents while learning new skills and enjoying fellowship? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is looking for volunteers who can help us share the love of Christ by offering their time and talents at the International Center. For more information, contact Maureen at Volunteer Connection, 314-996-1629. 314-996-1629.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Erkinen inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans Golf Tournament. It will be held Tuesday, October 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, ESL classes, and scholarships to LCMS schools. Please join us for some great golf while helping support this vital ministry. Information can be found at cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513. I'll say again, cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513.
The messenger of good news. Listener supported, Worldwide KFUO.
I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Candace Hill, Director of Traditional Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Texas. Candace, welcome to Faith and Family.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Andy. We're excited to join you today.
So glad to have you as a part of the Concordia On Air College Fair. Tell us a little bit about Concordia University, Texas. Where would we find Concordia University, Texas?
Absolutely. So we are located in the Texas Hill Country, right on the northwest side of Austin, Texas. We, as many of your listeners may know, Concordia University of Texas moved campuses in 2008. We went from 23 acres in downtown to 389 acres out in the Hill Country. 250 of those acres are actually a federally protected preserve. And so we manage that preserve in the Hill Country, and we're very proud of being stewards of God's creation in that way. And if they can't come to Austin, Texas to see us, they can also visit us online at concordia.edu.
What, Candace, what do you love about Concordia? What drew you to Concordia University, Texas?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So not only am I the director of our traditional undergraduate admissions now, but I'm also a graduate. I graduated from Concordia in 2008 and had been in love with Concordia since I was about 12 and fell in love with it because of the heart of the people and the community that exists there. It's a Christ-centered community. Our mission is developing Christian leaders, and I've always been drawn to the idea that I could have a faith-based education that would prepare me for wherever God called in my life. And I'm very blessed that he called me back to the place that I love.
Well, thanks be to God that you got to come back to Concordia University, Texas, and now in a beautiful part of the Austin metro area. So glad that you're there in the edge of hill country there in Texas. I know it is a beautiful part of the country. And let's talk now more about Concordia University, the degrees and programs available at Concordia University, Texas.
Absolutely. We are excited. We actually are launching this fall our EDD program, which is a doctorate in education. So this will be our first doctorate level program that we offer, and we'll be enrolling students in that actually as we speak. So that is an exciting one for us. But we, of course, offer undergraduate and graduate degrees from bachelor's to our doctorate level program. And we actually do that through a variety of delivery methods. So we have our traditional undergraduate population. We offer 22 undergraduate degrees in that delivery, and that is for our freshmen and transfer students who want to do daytime, full-time, on-ground classes. But we also offer fully online degrees as well as our graduate degrees that are both on-ground, online, and then blended or hybrid deliveries. So we're excited to do that, as well as having an evening on-ground program for adult learners who are looking to complete their undergraduate degrees. And so excited to offer the various programs for our entire community, not just our traditional age students.
What makes Concordia University, Texas unique?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of things. Similar to our sister schools, we are affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and very proud of that relationship, not only with our schools, but with our entire church body. And I think that in and of itself is unique as we see colleges drift further and further away from their church bodies to remain so closely aligned with and connected to our church body is really unique. Also for us specifically as Concordia, Texas, there are several things that come to mind. Location, being in one of the fastest growing urban populations in Austin, Texas is phenomenal. Having so many amenities and different environments and different cultures at your fingertips really broadens your horizons as a college student. And so we're proud to be able to be in such a wonderful, dynamic city. So location in being in Austin, but also location in God's creation. To be on the preserve and to still be so close to an urban center really provides us the best of both worlds. To be a small school in a big city, not in downtown and not an urban school, but at the same time having access to all of the benefits of an urban center, and then getting to be stewards of God's creation. Our goal is for all of our students to interact with the preserve and with the endangered species and the wildlife that are on our preserve and under our stewardship, really working with our students to connect with God's creation and to recognize their role in his kingdom is really a unique thing about our campus. And then I think also just our approach to learning, where I always use the phrase with my students that we are more than just education. We're about formation. We develop Christian leaders, and we want to partner with them to go on an adventure that includes faith and learning and life-changing experiences. And I want them to be successful, and I want them to end up doing meaningful work. And part of that process means that I don't just want to provide a degree, but that I'm going to provide you experiences and relationships and different opportunities for you to grow so that you form as a whole being and into the person God has called you to be, rather than just getting your degree in a slip of paper.
Now, you mentioned the beautiful location of the campus and a preserve there. Do you ever find yourself getting lost on campus in a good way just because it's so beautiful there?
I think we have lots of those places. We have, so the campus was originally built by a French oil company, Schlumberger, and it was their research facility, and they designed everything to be thinking conducive. We have floor-to-ceiling glass windows. We have big, huge atriums in our academic buildings. We have outdoor spaces where you overlook the preserve. And so, yes, you can absolutely get lost in the beauty of God's creation. While at the same time, our campus is very convenient. I can walk from the res halls on one side of campus all the way over to the academic building and our fine arts building and our student center that are on the opposite side of campus. And the walk is about 10 minutes. If I'm being really slow, it's about 15. So it makes it very convenient if you wake up late and you want to get to class on time. We still have a small enough campus that you aren't going to get lost geographically, but you might get lost in the beauty.
Let's talk about some of the academics there. I know you talked about earlier about Concordia University, Texas being a place for formation, learning to live out our vocations, whatever they might be. What are some of the programs that that make up the academic life of Concordia or career oriented programs of Concordia that help us prepare for those future vocations?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'll start with our traditional undergraduate population, as I'm sure that's oftentimes the bulk of what our colleges are known for. So we offer 22 different undergraduate majors across 6 schools, and those schools are divided into 2 colleges. One is the College of Professional Studies, and one is the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And so the schools under our professional studies are business, education, and nursing. And so when you think of those, you really think of a degree that is preparing you for a particular calling or a particular vocation, a typical role that falls within kind of those areas of study. So we offer those and prepare teachers from early education all the way to secondary education as well as special education, and of course have a Lutheran teacher diploma route as well for students who want to pursue teaching in our Lutheran school system. Plus our School of Nursing, which is growing rapidly. We offer a BSN at the undergraduate level, but we offer all the way up to an MSN in our School of Nursing. For our business students, we offer a BBA, so it's a Bachelor's of Business Administration, but again, we offer a graduate level in that as well, which is our MBA. And as I mentioned earlier, that is fully online as well as on ground. And I didn't mention this, but our education program also has graduate level, of course, going back to our EDD. So we have a Master's of Education, including principal certification and different certificates, but then all the way into the EDD. So then our other school is more of your traditional liberal arts and sciences. And so we have 3 schools in that college, and that is natural and applied sciences, fine arts, and humanities. And so our programs there are much more broad-based in terms of the concepts that are covered, the exposure to the different theories, and we offer everything from psychology to political science, from biology to environmental science, as well as our music program. And then we offer several different minors in those programs as well, so that you can really kind of customize your time at Concordia into whatever you might be interested in. And so offer a variety of programs in that school. And the idea there being those programs are going to prepare you for a variety of career fields. So if you are an English major, you may very well end up being a teacher. You might go on to graduate school. You might end up going into law school, or you might go into a research-based field. And so really trying to prepare students for a variety of options as their vocation.
Are there programs that really stand out at Concordia, in whether it be among the other Concordias or other universities in Texas? Are there any programs that Concordia University, Texas really stands out for?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of them have unique features and, mm-hmm. and have standouts depending on which way you're looking at it. But for me, a couple that really jump out is obviously our School of Nursing. Nursing is a growing industry, and I think in the time and place of our society, our healthcare professionals are going to be called upon to really bear out faith in a very tangible way. And so we pride ourselves in being a School of Nursing that doesn't just teach medicine, but teaches how to care for people and how to show Christ's love to people in a very real way. And so we actually have a medical mission trip that is part of our curriculum, as well as several courses that are specifically tied to the idea of Christian ethics in the medical space. As we watch healthcare, as science advances and as healthcare advances, there are all sorts of things that we as Christians are called upon to use God's intellect and use the reason and the resources that he's blessed us with, but to also do that in a way that is reflective of his truth and his will. So the nursing program, I think, is unique in that, because as students consider that as a vocation, I think having a faith-based education is really important in that field. For us, another really unique program, of course, that stands out in the Austin community in particular, is going to be our church work programs to really allow for students. We actually allow students who may not be LCMS or of our faith tradition, should they want to prepare for ministry, they are certainly welcome to participate in our academic programs, but then, of course, specializing those programs and having additional certifications and internships that go with those church work programs to prepare people to go into the ministry. So, in particular, our DCE program, I think, is really unique among the Concordias. It's a holistic program, meaning that you actually spend all 4 years preparing to be a DCE, but because of our geographic location in the Texas District and in Austin, the different types of ministry opportunities that you can be exposed to, everything from camp ministry with, we have Camp Lone Star that's only an hour and a half away from our campus, to inner city ministry with Link Austin, to more of your traditional parish ministry in the variety of different churches and worship styles that exist in and around Austin, allow our DCE students to get a different experience and a different exposure to ministry opportunities for our DCE program. So I think our DCE program is really unique in that. Obviously, our environmental science, being on a preserve, both biology and environmental science, students are going to benefit from actually being able to go out onto the preserve. Our goal is to have at least once a semester that they have something to do with the preserve, whether that's water studies or simply observations of wildlife and their habitat. And so that's another unique one for us. And then I have to go to our BBA. Our business administration students get heavily exposed to the Austin business community and walk away personally knowing upcoming and established business leaders in the Austin community. And for our graduates to be able to go into the workforce with those types of connections is really, really impressive. In fact, we're looking to launch a center for innovation on campus. And so things like that make our business program not only respected in the community, but valuable for the investment on the part of the student.
What do you want those high school juniors, seniors, parents to know as they're embarking on this new school year and starting to look at colleges and universities? What advice would you like for them to know as they're looking forward to this year ahead?
Absolutely. So several things. One, and I'm sure the high school teachers will love me for saying this, grades do matter and test scores do matter. And so obviously being prepared early for college is important. Know which institutions you're interested in, know what their admission standards are, and then work really hard to achieve that. For instance, at Concordia, Texas, we allow a student to submit their admission requirements multiple times. So for instance, a student can take the ACT as many times as they want prior to enrollment, and we are going to reward that student for the best score that they achieve. And so a student taking that test multiple times and giving themselves enough time to prepare for it may make the difference between an academic merit scholarship or not. And so it's worth it for families and students to spend that time preparing for college, knowing the application process and the admission requirements of the institutions they're interested in. The second and probably, in my opinion, the most important thing is visiting the campuses that a student is interested in. Whether that campus is halfway across the country or whether that is next door, it is important that you as a student and you as a family get to experience what that campus is like. I always tell my students, you would never buy a house without touring the home. You would never buy a car without driving it. You would never want to, even to some extent, buy your favorite new outfit without trying it on. And it's the same with a college investment. It may be the single biggest investment you make in your life, and it's important that you visit that campus at least once, if not multiple times, to observe a class, go on a campus tour, eat in the cafeteria, see what the residence halls look like. All of those are important aspects of a campus visit, but I think even more so, getting to meet faculty, getting a feel for what sitting in the classroom is going to be like, understanding how the university functions and what degrees they offer and how they do advising. All of those are really important as you consider investing in your education. And then the third and final thing is, obviously, I'm biased. I want you to come visit Concordia, Texas. I think we have a lot to offer students and families, but even if you don't end up enrolling with us, we're happy to meet with you so that we can counsel you maybe as you make your college decision, or if you just want to come down to Austin, Texas for a vacation, we would love to get to know you and see if you might be interested in joining our community.
Well, that is that's quite an invitation to come visit Concordia University, Texas, and some good advice too. It is always wise to visit a campus and really get an idea, get a feel for the community and what the campus looks like in terms of what types of activities, that sort of thing, goes on. It's always good to make that visit to learn more. Speaking of activities on campus, what are some of the other activities? We talked about academics. What about other aspects of campus life, music, athletics, spiritual life, those types of things?
Great question. So first, with athletics, we are NCAA Division III. We are part of the ASC, American Southwest Conference, and we currently offer 15 intercollegiate sports, ranging from baseball and basketball to golf and tennis and cross country, as well as soccer. And so we're very proud of our Tornadoes. That is our mascot. And so very proud of our athletics. In fact, this year I was actually kind of recapping for me how everything went. And not only did we have several teams make it further than they've ever made it, whether that was to a conference championship or being nationally ranked like our golf team. We've even had some players drafted out of our baseball program into the major leagues recently. And so we're very proud of our athletes. But I think when I talk with families, one of the things I like most about our athletics is the fact that you are a student athlete, and that we do want our students to be great students and great athletes. And so for us, we took home 48 All-American academic awards recently. And so that's a big deal for us to be able to show that we do put a value on our academics as well as our athletics. So we want you to come and support the Tornadoes athletics-wise, but then also for campus life. We have everything from student government and a variety of clubs and organizations. We have different kind of co-curricular activities. Probably one of our more unique ones is service learning, where it's completely student-initiated and run, and we have service learning leaders who set up all types of service opportunities in our community. So whether that is going and playing cards at the nursing home, to building ramps for homebound people who are disabled, to helping with disaster relief, to mentoring children in our elementary and middle schools. They do a variety of service learning projects throughout the year, and so we encourage our students to get involved with that program. And the thing I tell students is the nice thing about going to Concordia, Texas, is if we don't have what you want, you are welcome to start it. And we want our students to be engaged outside of the classroom, and part of the college experience and part of your formation as an individual is to be involved with where your passions lead, and to not only make a difference in terms of your growth and your development, but to serve others around you. So whether that is addressing human trafficking as an issue and doing an awareness activity on that, or whether that is making sure that you are at every home game to support the Concordia Tornadoes, I think being engaged is part of that student experience. And we talk about that we always want students who are going to come and be involved because that's part of who we are. In terms of spiritual life and student ministry opportunities, again, I think we have a lot to offer, but also Austin has a lot to offer. As an institution, we have daily campus worship. It's the heart of what we do and who we are. And so we offer campus worship every day, Monday through Friday, while classes are in session. But we also offer student-led worship. We offer student-led Bible studies and small groups and mission trips. In fact, CanDo Missions, which is the mission arm of our Texas district, is actually located on our campus and is part of our student ministries team. So we're always offering both domestic and international mission trips. So while most students go to spring break, maybe on the coast, our students oftentimes are going overseas to do mission work and to serve communities and to share the love of Jesus. So that's very awesome of our students to do that. I think probably the kind of final piece on that is just the dynamic that is created when we have such close relationship with our faculty members. Our students not only are known by name, but oftentimes we know whether or not they're missing class. We know what's going on in their personal life, and we work very hard as faculty and staff to be engaged in our students' lives and to get to know them. So you will see lots and lots of opportunities where a student can interact directly with faculty, and we have an open door policy so that you're receiving that individual advising and really being able to customize your education for whatever career field you want. And so one of the fun things on campus is when you just get to go have lunch with your professor or go grab coffee. And you'll see that as a community that we're very approachable, we're very intertwined, and there aren't barriers between students and the faculty and staff. And so that makes for a fun dynamic for our students as they grow and mature in their education.
What events might be coming up? What any specific visit days or tours, any future events that you might want our students, potential students, to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, the website to remember is concordia.edu/visit, and that will always list all of our visit opportunities, including our individual campus tours and visits. So you can actually set up a campus visit based on your availability and convenience Monday through Saturday. On weekdays, those we offer 3 different tour times, and you can observe classes and eat in the dining hall and set all of that up according to your own wishes. But then we also offer events throughout the year. And our next big event that is coming up is called Explore CTX, which is actually on September 16th. But then we also have an overnight event called the Concordia Experience on November 10th and 11th. So if I have some students who want to come and stay in the residence halls and experience what it's like to be a current student, both of those are great events this fall. So that's September 16th, Explore CTX, and November 10th and 11th, the Concordia Experience. And so those are both great opportunities for students to be able to pencil in some travel time, maybe take a college day and come down to Austin, Texas.
Best place to find information on those events and admission for Concordia University, Texas?
Absolutely. So the two websites are concordia.edu/admissions and concordia.edu/visit.
Very good. Candace, thanks so much for being our guest today. Candace Hill, Director, Traditional Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Texas. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family.
Andy, thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I hope to speak again with you soon.
Thanks so much.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.